Jerry Online. Welcome to the first Dave and Jerry Online podcast. I'm Dave Jagger.
I'm Jerry Jarvis.
Boy, it's nice to see you in here, finally sitting down after I've spent all the money and time setting everything up down here.
Well, it's pretty close to the washer and dryer, so it's hard to walk by and not see it.
Yeah, I hope we don't have any too. If Buckley doesn't start barking, we'll be in good shape. Buckley, of course, being Kristen's dog. It's great to be back with you. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast today. What do you have for us, Jerry? I have no idea what you have in your hand.
Well, you know, if you read our blogs, then you'll see that I pretty much checked out for about a year or so, but you guys didn't check out. You kept sending us email and stuff. A friend of ours in radio sent us this. We'll just call it the Home Depot scam.
The Home Depot scam.
Yes.
All right, what is it?
And, you know, it's one of those beware this could happen to you emails that you get all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so I almost deleted it. I'm so glad I didn't. Stay with me. I understand that this happens at Lowe's too, so don't desert Home Depot just yet. But it's a heads up for those men who may be regular Home Depot customers and women. This one caught me by surprise. Over the last month, I became a victim of a clever scam while out shopping. Simply going out to get supplies has turned out to be quite traumatic.
Uh-oh.
Don't be naive enough to think it couldn't happen to you or your friends. Now, here's how the scam works.
I'm listening. I'm writing. I'm taking notes.
Two seriously good-looking 20 to 21-year-old girls come over to your car as you're packing your shopping into the trunk. They both start wiping your windshield with a rag and Windex with their chest almost falling out of their skimpy t-shirts. It's impossible not to look.
I can imagine.
When you thank them and offer them a tip, they say no and instead ask you for a ride to McDonald's.
McDonald's.
So you agree and they get into the back seat.
Okay.
On the way, they start undressing and then one of them climbs over into the front seat and starts crawling all over you while the other one steals your wallet. This guy had his wallet stolen April 4th, April 9th, April 10th, twice on the 15th, the 17th, the 20th, the 24th, and the 29th.
Hey.
Also May 1st and 4th, twice on the 8th, 16th, 23rd, and three times last Saturday.
All right, okay.
And very likely again this upcoming weekend.
I got
you. So tell your friends to be careful.
Yeah, be very careful when you go to Home Depot.
And by the way, Walmart has wallets on sale for $2.99 each.
Thank you for that story, Jerry.
And now Rowdy needs out.
Something